What about the Socceroos? They've celebrated earning a spot in the 2018 Soccer World Cup. Fans have gone nuts in the CBD today. Martin Place was turned into a sea of green and gold as supporters turned up to cheer the players after their 3-1 victory over Honduras last night. And captain Mile Jedinek, who scored all three goals, well, he was the star of the celebrations, thanking fans for their support. He says, "The fans have been absolutely first class. We couldn't have done it without you." Robbie Slater, the former Socceroo, joins us on the line. Robbie, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. Yes, a big, big night last night and a big day today.
I'll tell you what, it was a very nervous afternoon for everyone yesterday afternoon, but it didn't take long for those nerves to disappear.
Yeah, that's right. Those nerves were getting worse and worse at halftime because it was still 0-0, of course. And but the second half, they steamrolled Honduras, really, which was expected. This game should have been over after the first leg. They deserved to win the first one. They didn't. So it made it a bit nervous last night, but they had too much quality in the end. And we're off to our fourth consecutive World Cup. It's fantastic.
There are moments when captains really own the occasion, and that was the case for Mile Jedinek last night.
Yeah, and this is a guy that, he's playing at Aston Villa now, where he left the English Premier League from Crystal Palace to Villa, and he's been plagued by injury, a groin injury. He hasn't played 90 minutes since the Confederations Cup, which was back in July. He had a couple of sub appearances before the first game in Honduras, and he played exceptionally well over there, and he went up another level last night. Of course, he got the two penalties, and he scored the free kick. The officials gave the first one an own goal, but us Aussies, we've given him the hat-trick and told him to keep the match ball. it was a captain's knock. It really was.
Yeah. Now, what about the road to Russia? Just take us through between now and Russia. What's on the cards?
Well, what will happen now is, the squad will have some time off. And first we're going to have to sort out who's going to be the coach, because Ange Postecoglou gave a very emotional interview after the game last night, and his exact quote was that he doesn't know yet. He wants to spend the next few days with his family. It's been a big toll on his family because, of course, this hasn't been an easy path. 22 games. We should have really, given the quality we have, qualified directly. We didn't. But anyway, he said that he's going to meet with the powers that be and bring it to a head in the next few days. So I don't know what bringing it to a head means. But so that's the first thing. We've got to sort out who's going to be our coach for the World Cup. And then it'll be international friendly weekends that will go from now during the European season, and we'll have friendly games. I like to call them internationals rather than friendlies.
Agreed.
Which will build up to Russia, and that will be, it's the biggest party on earth, the World Cup in soccer. So, we're going to be there, and it's really important, Ben, I think, when you're not the number one code in the country, as soccer isn't, or football, if you want to call it that, it's important that at least we're at the big show every 4 years and we're there for the fourth consecutive time. So it's great for all the kids that play the game, it's great for the players, and it's great for the fans.
Well said, mate. Lovely to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Ben. Have a good afternoon. Cheers.
Robbie Slater, the former Socceroo, celebrating that wonderful victory last night.